This is Hollywood superstar Hugh Jackman. Welcome to Series 4 of the Dad Tales podcast. These two are the real greatest showmen. Sit back and enjoy.
I'm going to definitely cut this bit out.
So the question is...
We'll not ever find the answer out. But that's like being in between like your mum and your dad.
Hang on, for a second. We've had that one.
What are you talking about?
So what was the age?
Is that tonight?
You want me to blindfold you?
No, I thought you said needs to be blindfolded. It was right now.
No, I'm definitely not blindfolded. Okay. Be a bit. That's the after dark one.
Why do you always push a card without me knowing?
When you start talking about blindfolding each other.
Yeah, I'm sure it's about blindfolding. I know we're recording now, but I thought it's about blindfolding.
It will all come to light, don't you worry.
Okay.
Happy Dad Tales Day.
Happy Dad Tales Day, my friend. Cheers, happy bank holiday Monday behind the curtain.
Cheers. It's a dry ship. How are you?
I'm good. I've had a boozy weekend. Monday. It's just about to finish this evening. Back to work Tuesday. Oh. It's been good. Do you know what? I'm actually enjoying work at the moment.
Good.
Which is weird to say. My stress is different. Do you know, like...
You're always going to have stresses.
I've no problem with stresses. My things... Do you know, it's weird, because the stresses I normally have, I take as, like, a personal... I take them... 9 times out of 10, it's out of my control, but I still take a responsibility of being...
Because you care.
Yeah. Whereas all my problems now are genuinely, like...
Your fault.
No, massive out of my control. Like, I cannot do a thing about any of it. So, therefore, it's like a weird situation to be. And I know I'm just saying about 9 out of 10 is not out of my control, but I could probably develop someone, progress something, or I could intervene and, you know, like, learn... There's something for us all to learn from. And that's hard, trying to get that understanding to people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I can't do much, but I can, but it's I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm enjoying myself at the moment.
Good. If that's the bottom line, that's all right. I think sometimes as well, it's about how you just manage it. Because some people will go, oh, God, somebody's parked in my parking space.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely distraught about that. I'd like to think as I've got older, I've kind of got more used to going, well, that's the problem.
Well, the couple is something about that. I've turned 37, so I think maybe
that's what it is.
It could be, yeah. I've just gone, you know what? It's not my.
I just think you can get yourself wound so much up on things that you can't control. You know, if things happen, if somebody bumps into your car, or just it's parked outside, what are you going to do about it? Just get it fixed and sorted. It's nobody's problem. It's a pain in the ass, but you can't fret about it.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're probably right there. I think I'm mature enough to go.
I don't know about mature.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I honestly don't know what I'm trying to say. But I'm enjoying work at the moment.
Maybe you're just in a good place, personally.
Yeah. I don't know about that either. But yeah, I'm enjoying work at the moment. It's good.
I'm just going to light you up. Look at that.
Oh, God. No wonder my head's burning. All that light on it.
I've got a bit of a tan. You've been outside today.
I've been out all weekend.
What have you been doing
outside today? Hey, I'll take my phone and show you. I'm building my pizza oven. I might actually change like a video for Dad Tales podcast, like, you know, progression for you all.
Like a TikTok. Put it on
the... Yeah, I will do like...
Do a
thing.
We could have. I mean, I'm sending you an invoice for having it in my garage for the last.
Send it, mate.
8 months.
Send it. Send 8 months. Been longer than that.
That's it.
I bought it before I started doing an extension.
So it's been there over a year.
It's been there over a year. Easy, because we started my extension. May.
I mean, I was only going to charge you for 8 months, but
May. Yeah, I think we started in May. And I bought it before and realised. Shed's gonna go, so it can't stay. My plan was I was gonna buy it and keep it in shed because I bought it on a cheap. I keep looking now and I'm like proper laughing to myself because like double the price now. So I got like a special offer. I got it for like half price. I got it so cheap, and now looking, it's not only is it gone to where it was, but then it's more expensive now. Even if you put it at half price, I'm winning.
That's all right,
isn't it? So I'm well happy with my pizza oven. So I'm going to put pizza oven in, get my barbecue set up, and then I've got a projector to go on that wall there, hence why it's
white.
So that's going to be projected there. Football for the summer.
Do we want to watch football in summer?
Yeah. So I'm going to project. I know I'm pointing off camera here, but bear with me, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, we're going to project onto that wall there. I'm going to, England, England. Then we're going to knock out like, Belgium.
Neighbours will be fuming. Yeah. What if they start watching them? Does that class as like illegal transmitting of football matches?
Who starts watching it?
Like your neighbours start watching through the window.
I mean, I've invited them round.
Oh.
Get them all round.
It's not like a lot of people.
I'm friendly.
Too friendly.
That sounds wrong. But yeah, no. I'd be happy to get people around.
Too friendly. So,
how's your week been there anyway? Hey, what have you been doing today?
Well, I've been doing today. I've been for a bike
ride. Yeah, you have.
I've been at work since Wednesday last week.
You lazy get. How come?
I had Thursday off. I went for a lovely walk with Ellie on Friday. This was a bit off-piste. So I went for a walk. What I did was we went to Dovestones Reservoir, which is just near Manchester. Started walking around and then thought, well, we got to like the end. And then there was like a bit where you could almost sort of climb up like towards like a waterfall thing. And we saw some people at this, so I thought, oh, you must be able to get up there. Yeah, went a bit wrong. So went so far up. Saw some people coming down. They was like, oh, you're going all the way around. Yeah, yeah. And then just went completely off route and was almost climbing up this hill to a point where you get to the top. And I'm like, I just can't see anything. But the good thing was you couldn't hear anybody. Yeah. You couldn't see anybody. It was good. Stood in this bog thing right up to my knee. So, so close to losing my shoe. You know when your toe does that grip thing to grab your shoe? Well, oh, God, I'm going to have to walk the rest of it with one shoe here.
That'd be good.
But it was great. And then we got to sort of this end bit and there was a brilliant view. We sat on the top to eight and it was good. It was a good day. Yeah, and then what was it on Saturday? Oh, just me and Andy went for a shopping on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Monday, so I went for a bike ride.
Good lad.
Just got out of my bike today, thought the weather's come nice, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Just a nice little bike ride, just local, and I thought it was good. I want to try and get out a bit more on my bike this year.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've got a mountain bike now, so I want to try. Like, you know, I said, where did you go? And you told me, and I thought, oh, yeah, I really should do that. Because road bike, for me, to get any benefit out of road bike, you've got to be doing, like, 50 miles. I know people go, well, you don't do 50 miles, but I need to do 50 miles. Do you know, not being very big, but I want, if I'm going to go for a ride, I need to get a good ride.
Yeah, I get that.
Because I'm on a spin bike every week for an hour. So in an hour, I'll probably do about 18 miles. But I just think, actually, I should be doing more than that. That's what I'm trying to get out.
I think as well, our town's terrible to ride out.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So you almost kind of think, well, if I'm going to take my bike out of town, in Canada, and ride from there, then you've got to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, So I might do a bit of mountain biking. I might do what you've done, do you know, go up on bank.
It's good.
That.
It's a nice little route, that. I'll definitely do it again. Might go opposite way around. Or we'll see.
That's going to be a shower now, Megan. We actually.
Yeah. Just took an hour this morning.
Yeah.
Got it done.
Because we're going back to, like, I think an hour on a mountain bike is far more intense than an hour on a road bike.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, an hour on a road bike, yes, it's intense, but the effort's not there. Whereas a mountain bike, because it's a bit more clunky, a bit more clumsy, you're actually going up and down a little bit to the hills, the grass is being a bit terrainy. Yeah. Whereas on a road, it's like, boom. You'd be efficient, don't you?
You tend to be a bit more off-road. Yeah. You're not bothered about what you ride on and stuff like that. Right.
Watch out, Luther.
Today's got topic.
Hot.
This fits very nicely into what you were just saying, though, about enjoying work and stuff like that. I'm going to talk careers. And we've been accused recently of not discussing about our children as much. So, my children, grown adults, most of them, are sort of in that position where they're forging a career. But I was asking Andy the other day, what do you want to do? And she's no idea.
See,
did you know what you wanted to do? What did you want to do when you were a
jiggler?
How early did you realise that wasn't going to be a thing?
No, I wanted to go in army at one point. Then I wanted to go in
army.
What? Leggy.
Army, leggy.
Yeah. Got you.
Oh, God.
Terrible joke. Then I wanted to be a firefighter. Then that was it. They're the thing I can think of where I wanted to be things. I wanted to be a pilot and I wanted to be an army and I wanted to be a firefighter.
Did you pursue any of these?
And yeah, to be fair, I nearly joined the army. I filled some forms out.
They let you in.
No, I nearly joined signals. I don't know why that was like a calling. I could join the signals. But yeah, I filled some forms. Went to speak to Army Careers, and then I don't even know what happened. Oh, I went to college. So I went, instead of joining Army, I went to college. And then I think when I did like my 2 years at college, I thought, yeah, I don't go in Army anymore. Do you think like that?
Because you didn't like to be told what to do.
Probably. I think Army would be good for me. I've got that mentality. I'm a bit of a, like...
I think you've got that mentality now.
No, I think I was always well disciplined. Like, you know, like anything I've done, like physically.
When I was working together, it was like 18.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is, physically and mentally, is in like you know, fitness and all them sort of things and the discipline things. I think it'd have been all right, and I've not got a problem being told what to do. But
hey, mate.
Yeah, I think it'd have been a good. I think I've done well in the Army, if that makes sense. Because I'm quite regimental in the fact that I like same things. I don't really know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
And I think you like
it. I think it'd have been great.
You don't like to be told what to do. You don't like routines.
But I've never been told what to do. When did you ever tell me what to do when I didn't do it?
I remember you having to do your lifeguard qualification twice because you were naughty the first time.
I wasn't naughty, was I? I do remember I had to redo it, yeah. What am I saying about with that?
Yeah.
Look where I've come from, mate.
Do your kids know what they want to do?
They've got a choice, really.
They're off in Army.
That's what it is. So I want them to be, while they're in education, they can come into my career, but they're not going to have a career in my career. Because in my industry, when you're young, casual employment, it's good money. I think it's good money for what they do.
Yeah, it's not just the money, though, is it? Because it teaches good things.
Yeah, and it's like there's a fitness element to it. There's an interactive customer face and things like that. But actually, what they're going to physically do is become optons. They're going to join the mother's business.
So start with you, finish with mother.
Well, the Saturday, they're going to work for her on a Saturday. The Saturday job's going to be working for her. And then around the Saturday job, they'll come work for me.
So their career's planned out?
Yeah.
What if they don't want to do that?
Tough shit. No, that's their plan B. If they've got like a plan A, like I want to be a footballer, I want to be a singer, I want to be. That's fine. Pursue that career, but you need a plan B.
Maybe a plan C, because I often think nowadays you don't always have one career, do you? A lot of people are retraining. I would have said I'm into my second, maybe third career.
One career.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get that.
They'll move around and do stuff.
I've done the same thing since I was 16.
Yeah, but you're still young enough to be able to have a second career.
Yeah, I think I am, yeah. But, I don't know why I'm doing that second career.
No, you don't necessarily. And I think that's sort of what I wanted to talk about, because I think that there's a lot of pressure on young people now to go, this is what you've got to do, and this is what you're going to do forever.
See, I think there isn't pressure on them now. I think there was more pressure when we was kids.
Oh, if you, from high school, what do you want to do? What are you going to do at college?
That's what we had.
What are you going to do?
It's weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's still the same.
No, but I think they're a bit like more open now to go, come on then, let's be a bit more wishy-washy. When I did, it was like, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a mechanic? I don't really like, you're a mechanic, mate.
They do. Schools are trying to steer them to college. I know they have to stay in education. College is trying to steer them to university. And then people go, well, I don't really want to go to university. And you almost sort of push them that way.
Yeah,
I think the schools are trying to push it, but I think people kind of go, not really, no. And it's such a young age to go, oh yeah, I want to work in, I want to be a doctor or something like that. Or a teacher, and then people go into their professions and go, I never really.
Which is why I think for schools push college, I think that's the right thing to do. And then think, once you've done your college, it's apprenticeship time or it's university time. And if you still don't know what you want to do career wise, then go university. I think
16, it's about learning them skills.
Process, yeah.
And you can do that in a number of different ways that don't necessarily have to finish in university. University is a good thing if that's what you want to do. I think if you've got a career that needs it, or not even not the one that does it, because you can still open doors if you don't.
Yeah, I mean, but for me, I think it's weird that we've still got this archaic, like, grading system, but we say, right, sit down and remember everything I've taught you all year. When's that ever happened? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, since leaving school, like, so I did arithmetic and stuff at school, I can't say it. Did like arithmetic and stuff at school, like learning the sums and stuff like that. I get a calculator out now. I never do anything about a calculator. I'm good, I'm all right, I can get by. But I think, why, I almost sit there going, if I do the three and the four, and I take that over there, and I put that over there, I'm like, fuck, oh, it's off I go.
A lot of time, I don't even use a calculator.
I use Excel.
And just Google.
Oh, do you Google?
If you want to know the percentage of something, why type it in? Why don't you just go Google, what's 15% of 246? Oh. And it just tells you. You don't even need to think, oh, I'm doing 215 divided by 100 times by... Don't need to just type the question into.
No, I've never thought of that. But like, say, I'm I jump on Excel as well, and we'll do calculations on Excel because I think it's quicker.
That's your thing, isn't it? Like people will go, oh, like being an accountant. I'm like, no good at maths. You don't need to be.
Not anymore.
You just need to put numbers into a system, into a spreadsheet, or into Xero or QuickBooks.
Wow.
And things like accountancy is more about, for me, it's about knowing business now and being able to advise. And go like, you got this money coming in, this money's there. I want to do this with this.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. And I think careers like that have possibly changed. I don't know if work experience is still a thing.
It is, because I keep getting asked if they can come work experience for me.
All right.
But the problem I've got is all my jobs require qualifications to be in them areas. So at the beginning of the day, I mean, it was a piss take when we did. I mean, I remember when I was like 16, 17, we had some apprentices, we had work experiences. And you said them cleaning, you know, like in toilets and stuff, and it was like, what are they learning? They're not learning anything. Because you get them to do jobs that are even remotely close to what they're doing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's part of the job, isn't it? But you can't see the front line.
No, no.
There must be places that have got good...
So work experience still goes, yeah. I mean, for me, if I was going to do work experience, I would say, what I do is I bring them in and they just shadow a receptionist for the day, we shadow a duty manager for the day, we shadow a lifeguard to a certain extent, go in the gym, and then... shadow a cleaner because I could do it building cleaning.
I think as well, there's a lot of things where, like, say, even in offices, there's that much stuff that's under protection or personal details and things like that.
Speaking of that, so GDPR, when I was on work experience, I worked at like a local factory and they had me office and I was sorting out like accounts and it was like, can you alphabetize these accounts?
You went, no.
Well, what's alphabetize mean? So I'm sat there, but they're like a cocoa factory. And they supply cocoa to like Cadbury's, Nestle.
I was going to say, you went to a chocolate place.
Yeah, Willy Wonka, Willy Wonka. And but to the point where I had all the invoices and they wanted to put them in order. So these invoices were coming in and I had to like put them in order. And I'm not joking, I'm sat there looking at an invoice from Cadbury and it's got like value of chocolate has been sold. And I'm looking at like these like numbers, I'm thinking, God, it's a lot of money, isn't it? Going through account numbers, account details. I'm like experienced, just looking at all this stuff, going, oh, yeah, Nestle, oh, yeah. Nestle spent £1 million on chocolate with this company. I'm like, it's a bit weird, isn't it? But now, in them days, GDPR didn't exist. You know what I mean? Whereas now, I would not be allowed to touch them.
And people nowadays would be straight on the floor, let's take a picture of
them.
Yeah. What I've just seen on
bottom of Instagram. But yeah, like I say, I mean, the company's changed hands now. It used to be Britannia Foods when I was there. I don't know, I think it's Olam now. Olam's
gone. It's gone bust.
No. I think the guy sold it. But I think it's still now spiced cocoa to like Cadbury's and stuff like that. But it was one of those things where I look back and go, I learned nothing on that. I was like, I was a bit of a skivvy. Do you know what I mean? I was in the office. They didn't put me in factory, didn't I? Mean, that's what does was good. But I remember I alphabetized things. I had invoices coming in. I'd look at some payroll stuff. So I'm looking at people's payroll figures, do you know what I mean? Look at people's wages, but I'm too young to even understand what I'm looking at, if that makes sense. Now I'm thinking, give that now, I'm like, bloody hell, this is a bit wrong.
Look you at deserve real... more than this, Bob.
Yeah, welcome to jail. Guess what, he's getting bigger people than you.
GDPR up your ass.
But yeah, like, how things have changed. That's the other thing, yeah, so if I brought him into my industry, you have to be so careful. I couldn't let him see membership details and stuff like that, or seeing CRM, which has got all my customers. Stuff. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's my auntie that. Oh, she's got help. Do you know what I mean? Like,
even like shadowing would be hard, wouldn't it? Because you'd be walking around and, oh, I'm working with Florence doing this on. She's got this wrong with her and this. You know?
Yeah.
And I'll now go tell my mates that Florence, who I know from Corner Shop, has got a
leg problem that needs the gym.
A leg problem. Right, that's the serious stuff. That's serious stuff. That's advice we've been given.
I don't think we give any advice there. We just talked about ourselves.
Possibly.
But yeah, so...
What would you give advice then as a career thing? I'll go first while you're thinking.
Yeah, I think we're going to be different here.
You'll go first then.
No, I'm going to say, you go first, but I think we're going to be different here.
Which is good. Mine would be just try things out. I don't think necessarily it's a pin your hat on a career. I think sometimes, even like work experience, volunteering, I think all stuff like that's not necessarily about maybe what you want to do. Maybe it's eliminating what you don't like doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think that's the problem with a lot of like teachers going and go, right, I've gone to uni, fancy that, oh, 6 weeks off in summer. Getting a go, it's nothing like
it. No, no.
Ellie's seen it recently. She's been doing some teaching and it's some graft.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. So
try things, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
which I agree, try. I think we live in a world where people just give up too easy. So my thing is, if you're gonna go pursue something, don't be half-hearted. Go belt and braces and go gung-ho it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've worked hard to get to where I am because I thought that's what I wanted to do. So
yeah, but that's because you knew you want to do it.
No, but there was times where I could have gone off and done something else, but I thought, no, this is I've made my bed. This is what I want to do. I'm lying in it now
with your belt and braces.
Do you know what I mean? So like, there's times where I could have walked away from the industry, but because I'd set out, because I'd invested that time initially and been through like hardships and being rejected for certain job roles, certain promotions, I thought, no, I want to be there, and I could have given up, if that makes sense. So for me, it's, and I don't like it, but there's been too much investment there in myself, my time, my labour.
You do like it.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, some people now will go, yeah, I like that. Why? Because I have to. I think society-wise, we go, yeah, that's fine to give up on that. Go do something else. And people just go around in roundabouts and go, I don't really know what I want to do. Yeah, but...
But at least they're doing something. Plus, my biggest thing is if you're getting up to a Sunday night and you're dreading Monday morning, it's time for a change. I don't think you can go, right, I'm going to stick with this. If you hate something, if you're genuinely going, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. Not through, I'm just a bit tired or a bit crap. It's time for a change. If it's affecting your health,
I completely agree. It's affecting your health. This is why I'm saying it's a bit fine thing. Is like, do you know, like, because some people just go, yeah, I don't like this anymore, I'm bored of it. Yeah, that's not, whereas, like, if you're like genuinely like dreading and stuff because I don't know, it's too high pressure or it's too complex or you're like way out of your depth, as in like knowledge wise, I completely get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if you get to them points, it's time to change.
Yeah, because if you was open and honest to everyone who works, there's that small people who actually enjoy what they do.
Yeah.
And it's a good point to go, I enjoy what I do. Don't enjoy it all the time. There's probably snippets where they're enjoying it, but no one likes working.
Yeah. I mean, some people do. Some people generally. But yeah, that's why people don't retire, don't.
Yeah. So because how many people?
I'm not saying it's a massive amount. I'm saying it's a small amount. Right, that's the serious stuff. Oof. We've given some advice.
Just don't give up easy.
This is why I said I want to go in this blind. Because if I said, do you research?
Oh, going blind. I said, you're going to be blindfolded. I'm sure you're saying you've got to be blindfolded for this.
This wouldn't work if you'd have researched some stuff. So we needed to. Right. We're going to play higher or lower.
Oh, I love a bit of higher or lower.
These are jobs, genuine jobs.
Yeah.
And what they earn.
Ooh.
Like their average of what they earn. So I'm going to give you the first one. The first one is a tea taster.
A tea taster? Something like tea. Cup of teas.
Cup of tea.
Yorkshire.
Like you'd have a wine taster, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You actually have tea tasters. And it takes 5 years to qualify.
5 years?
Yes. Yeah. They're on. Do you want to just hazard a guess of what an average tea taster would earn?
100k.
23,920.
Not worth it. I love tea, but not worth that.
Lift technician.
Oof.
Are they higher earners or lower earners than a tea taster?
So, as a lift technician, are you qualified lift technician?
Yes, yeah.
So higher.
You're right. They're at 29,436.
That's more than that, but yeah.
Bingo caller.
Lower! Lower! Actually, first of all, bingo card, I bet they're on some good money, actually, because, like, the money that comes in, and they've got a gift of the gab and the jibber and jabber. I'm going to go higher.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Earning around £31,490.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Bed tester.
A bed tester. Lays in a bed and tests it less.
They are on an average of £35,000 a year for a bed tester. I didn't look at the ins and outs or the ups and downs or the...
So, what's our testing doing here? Because there's laying still and there's actually testing a bed out. A good recoil on this bed.
An embalmer.
Oh.
Are they higher or lower?
I think that's higher because it's a really high skill embalming. Really high skill.
The average wage of an embalmer is 27,700.
Is it really?
So it's lower.
Yeah. Jesus, I want to expect that. It's a bit of skill there, isn't there?
I would have said so. And I would have said
you've got to know what you're doing. And yeah. Who's going to mess around with dead bodies? Yeah.
You've not got a market out there to go. I've got 100 people to
check,
choose from.
Check their laptops, is all I can say. Doing that job for 20 something grand. Check their laptops.
A professional cuddler.
Professional cuddler? I bet this is higher. I bet it's one of stupid wages. Like, do you know, someone's tapped into some sort of, but yeah, higher.
Right, so a professional cuddler would charge about £75 per hour.
You just start cuddling for £75?
Yeah. I don't think this is a posh name for a prostitute.
I think it is.
So I based it on 30 hours, because you've got to get in between appointments, which is £117,000 a year.
Jeez.
And then...
I'm a professional cuddler. I'm quite... Cuddly me. I'm cuddly Kevin.
That's a cuddly hour. Yeah. That's our remit. And your final one, is this higher or lower, a professional mourner? So these are people you pay to boost numbers at your funeral. So you pay people to come along to your funeral to pack it out a bit.
So once again, we're like a pay per hour, aren't we?
I've based it again on 30 hours a week. I don't know. Up and down country, maybe.
I think that's going to be higher or lower than the 100 and
higher or lower.
Here we go.
£117,000.
Higher. Let's play the game.
A professional mourner would charge around £45 an hour. So it's less, about 70 grand. What, 45 quid just to stand in a church?
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
You'd be all right with that, wouldn't it?
Who's wanting to post numbers at the funeral? So, in my will, I've got like a thing saying I want 12 mourners there, please. Because I'm concerned that no one's going to turn us my... I'm gone. I don't care unless someone comes on, not.
Yeah. And if you put a buffet on, you have to pay more per head.
That's fine, pay a buffet.
I've got another little game for you.
Oh, I like a game.
This is a real or no real. Mm. These are jobs.
Here we go.
So,
fluffer, real.
We've all looked for that job on Indeed.
I never see it come off.
A professional sleeper. Is that real or no
a
real?
Professional sleeper. What would a professional sleeper be doing? Like, maybe bed tasting. Tasting.
I would imagine. Presume it would be like where people are watching them sleep. And I'll be honest, I didn't really look into it.
Serial killers. I'm going to say no real.
It is real. In Finland, you can be a professional sleeper. Imagine putting that on your, you know, like insurance.
Yeah, what's your job? Professional sleeper. Lazy bastard.
Terrible at driving. An underwater pizza delivery driver. Is that real or no real?
So what would they be delivering underwater for? We don't have underwater bases and stuff. That's like fictitious. And underwater.
Is it real?
You go over water to get to oil rigs and stuff like that. And so, I'm going to go no real.
It is real. They put the pizza in a plastic waterproof container and they deliver it to an underwater hotel in Florida. Venom collector.
Real.
Also known as a snake milker.
Yeah, real, yeah.
That is real.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with seeing these on YouTube.
Yeah, you get the
mouth and...
Yeah.
I see it all the time.
An ethical hacker.
Real.
It is real.
Yeah. Yeah.
A dog food taster.
Shut the fuck up. if this is real, someone's fucking shooting. Who's eating dog food? Have you had a dog biscuit?
I don't think so.
Oh, God, I have.
Dog food absolutely honks. We used to have cats, and even like cat food, I used to bark.
Yeah, tip it out, yeah.
And that noise it makes when it sucks out.
Oh, God. I see some adverts now, it's like, with real chicken, give them fucking, oh, do you know what I mean? They don't give them monkeys.
They don't give a monkey.
I hope this is no real. If someone's eating dog food, then he's having word in sense.
This is real. There's jobs out there to taste dog food. Humans tasting it, not your dog either.
How? What are you getting from that?
Shit's probably. Don't be ache.
You're getting something bad from that. That's ridiculous.
A passenger pusher.
What is
this
that?
Real?
A passenger pusher. What did I say?
So you know when people are on trains and it's jammed.
Yeah, it's true. Chinese, Japan, don't they show them on? Yeah. I've seen this.
You're there on the platform pushing.
Yeah,
people.
I've seen this in Japan.
It's real.
Yeah.
A golf ball diver.
True. I've seen them. They make loads of money. They do.
Yeah. Online dating ghostwriter.
I bet there is people there who can. Yeah.
Who write your profile for your dating profile.
Yeah, yeah, true.
It's real. Yeah. Water slide tester.
Oh, definitely true.
Every now and again you see these jobs, don't you, that go, oh, you can live on an island. If you live there for 3 months, you'll pay you $1 million or something like that.
Yeah. See, there's a job they go, I love my job. And then to be fair, you're going, bloody slime, wee.
I wonder what feedback you guys.
Obviously, did get me out of race up.
Because you've been to like swimming pools and that, and you go on slide and go, no, that was a bit weird.
Yeah.
If you're the tester, you'd like to think every slide I've been on is brilliant.
Yeah, you want to be, don't you?
Yeah. Where's your level?
Yeah.
It's colourful, it's long, it's wet.
Yeah, interactions and stuff.
But have they tested every slide in the world? Have they tried slide in the country? But they haven't. My final one is a face feeler. Is that real?
Face feeler. No, why would you have a face? No, no, real.
It is real. All them jobs I've just gone for are real. So the face feeler one is people.
Just say half a froth, but it's all real. I don't know why I just say real to them.
The face, you played the game, thanks.
Yeah.
The face feeler one is people that have like tested moisturizer and stuff, and then somebody will come along and feel it. It's a job. It's a job.
Out of all them jobs, what do you want to do? What job did you want to do as a kid? Sorry, I didn't even ask you.
I just wanted to. I think fireman was something, yeah. I kind of wanted to. When I remember having a discussion with my careers advisor at school, and she says, what do you want to do? I want to be a fireman. But wearing contact lenses and stuff, you couldn't at that time. Right. And you couldn't have. I don't think you could have had laser surgery either. So that was it. And then I just wanted to do something in sport.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Out of all those jobs, I think I'd like to. If I had the skills, I'd like to be an ethical hacker.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I'd be an underwater pizza delivery guy. It's in dirt living pieces. That was a good job,
Again,
I enjoyed that job. That was a good job.
Skills.
Good job. I put a lot of weight on, but it's a good job.
That's what it's all about. Right, we'll talk about summer again next week.
As always.
Nice and interesting.
See you next Thursday.
I'll see you next Thursday. Keep yourself smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.